This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this just caught my eye. I haven't really been able to research this, but Australia's first gay penguin couple has been able to hatch a historic baby chick. Did you guys know that there's this penguin couple in Australia? They're two same-sex, and they have now made history hatching a baby. The two male penguins are Sven and Magic. And so the baby's name is Svenjik. Although a lot of people don't really like that name. Little Svenjik is going to remain officially unnamed and ungendered for the next 2 months. So Magic and Sven are two male penguins who built a nest and fostered an egg at the Sydney Aquarium. It's a Gentoo penguin, a little baby Gentoo penguin. As I guess we see him in a little towel. He's so happy. He's like a little baby day. Ah, little baby. And I'm not sure exactly what is so historical, because male penguins are usually take that, what we would believe to be the maternal role when it comes to eggs. But apparently, baby's doing good. The first 20 days of the penguin's chick life are the most vulnerable. So they want to make sure that the chick is very happy, healthy, and well-fed by his parents. And you see the little chickie, and the chickie's like, what the heck is going on? And I guess the parents got the attention of the Globe. I didn't watch this story when it happened. I didn't know. Because they passed the test of a dummy egg 2 weeks ago. The fathers took turns incubating and protecting a fake egg, proving that they would be ready for the real deal. So the chick will now stay with its dads for the first 5 weeks of his life, where they will feed it as many as 10 times a day. And you see the dads, they're cuddling. They say the parents are going to have to teach it how to swim, build a nest for itself, but the dad penguins know how to do this. The penguin's enclosure is open to the public, so you could see the chick, and the chick is cuddling up to the daddy, and the daddy's like, they! And, again, we aren't really getting that much more details as to how Sven and Magic met, and who made this baby, and is this a surrogate? I don't know. But the one thing I do want to say, because there's a lot of daddies out there, is you daddies are really underappreciated. And it's our ways as a mommy to get back at you. I know I can't speak for all mommies out there, but women in the olden days really didn't get a lot of credit for stuff. They didn't get credit for building the cabin. They didn't get credit for providing the home. Right, and providing the bringing home the bacon. This was decades ago and centuries ago. You know, they didn't really get a lot of credit for the boy being able to hunt. You know, I mean, that all went to daddy. Right, you know. And so moms would be like, well, if I'm going to be with the kids, then I'm going to make this, you know, then these kids are going to love their mama. And then I am going to take credit when the baby turns out good. Because if that's my job. This is in the olden days. And so, as a result, generation after generation after generation, mommies would instill in their babies, I'm the one. All right? You can't get through me. Now, daddies would come home, at Caveman Daddy's, going, you know, I'm in charge. And the kids are like, yeah. And then they look at mommy. Mom's like, mm-hmm. Let him think that. That's fine. Then daddy leaves. And then mommy's like, all right, I'm in charge. And so moms will many times have to supersede dad to show their young or their neighbors that they got this, that they run the house. Unfortunately, dads didn't get to give birth. Dads didn't get to bond at that level with the baby. And dads, in the olden days, had to be responsible for bringing home the bacon. Making sure the kid and the family is fine. Making sure the wife is happy. Making sure the wife doesn't leave with kids. Making sure some other man didn't move into his cave. That's a lot for the guy. And the funny thing is that's a lot when it comes to child rearing. I am very grateful my mom didn't have any boyfriends. And that it was my dad who was my daddy. And I, you know, and my daddy provided safety. And my daddy fed me. I didn't realize it then. I thought mom was the end all. But dads really get underappreciated. And it takes like the penguin community to go, you know, we dads, we actually know how to nurture for the baby. Now, a lot of mistakes happen with dad. And when we hear these mistakes happen, it's all over the news. Dad leaves the kid in the car. One dad is, I think, arrested because he fed his kids only cake and Coke. So a lot of that stuff gets out there. But you never really hear when mommies screw up. You know, I screwed up with my kids all the time. I was on the phone. I was walking through a doorway. I had the baby. Baby's sitting there, you know, laying, you know, a little bit, you know, he's widening my width. And I start to walk through a doorway and I didn't clear his head. No, it was fine. It was just a little bump. But I always felt guilty about that. Now, did that make the news? No. We moms don't tell you about that. If we moms accidentally don't pay attention and baby we're not going to tell dad that happened. When dad comes home, we tell dad, oh, no, we had it going on. I mean, we did everything perfect. Dads know we didn't do everything perfect. But they have to pretend that we're right. That, yeah, we did everything perfect. So, my advice is give daddy a hug. Tell daddy you know he busted his butt. And then tell mom she is the bomb. Because we mommies need that, too. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this is crazy. We have a state-by-state map of our obesity crisis when it comes to kids. And these numbers with children are just staggering. New research from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation reveals a new state-by-state difference in just how serious the problem is, where we have in Mississippi 26.1%, 26.1% of their pediatric population is obese. So the data came from the 2016 and 2017 National Survey of Children's Health, which sampled 364,000 and 170,000 households. In the surveys, parents or caregivers provided their children's height and weight, which was used to calculate body mass index. So when you take a look at the states, of course, the South unfortunately gets hit the hardest We got Mississippi at 26.1%, West Virginia at 20.3%, Kentucky at 19.3%, Louisiana at 19.1%, Oklahoma at 18.7%, Ohio at 18.6%, Texas at 18.5%, Georgia at 18.4%, Alabama at 18.2%, Iowa 17.7%. So what does all that mean? That's a crap load of kids who are obese. That is a lot. And when you're obese as a child, that you have a very good chance of being obese later in life. Now, Utah did pretty good. New Jersey, not too bad. And I don't know if that's New Jersey. New Hampshire, not pretty low. You know, that had some better numbers. Let me see. I believe Colorado was at 10.7%. Still, 10% of kids is horrible. Connecticut was at 11.9%. Minnesota was at 10.4%. New Hampshire at 9.8%. Oregon at 11.4%. Utah at 8.7%. Washington, 10.1%. Wyoming at 10.6%. Okay, so that's a lot of percentages. What does that mean? Well, it means we need to get our acts together. Why are these kids overweight? So there's recommendations being made based on the state of obesity report that we need to maintain and strengthen nutrition supports for low-income families. And we'll talk about that in a second. The U.S. Department of Agriculture should maintain nutrition standards for school meals. Nobody eats the school meals, though. States should ensure that all students receive at least an hour of physical education or activity during the school day. Food and beverage companies should eliminate children's exposure to advertising and marketing of unhealthy products. Okay, so let's take a look. Why do people gain weight? Okay, well, let's take a look at low-income families. All right, even with higher-income families, organic foods, vegetables, fresh fruits, expensive. I could, for 99 cents, get a burger at McDonald's. And that burger can make a meal. But if I buy the ground beef, if I buy bread, if I buy tomatoes, if I buy onion, or not tomato, or ketchup, onions and pickle, to make it to make burgers at the house, I'm going to be spending more money. You could feed your family of four for under $4, not including tax. So, fast food and unhealthy food is cheaper. And this is not just low income, middle income, high income. Okay, people like junk food. It's cheaper. It's easy. Rather than cooking chicken yourself and making a chicken dinner, you can go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get the sides. So until we make healthier food cheaper, that's a problem. In terms of food stamps, getting, shall we say, CHIP or government subsidies for food, it should be you're able to get the vegetable. You're able to get the milk, not just money that they could apply towards their grocery bill. Now, somebody could say, well, what if the family's allergic to milk? Well, then there's another option. There's orange juice fortified with calcium and vitamin D or water. But our food stamps or our money for food, supplemental nutrition, should not be, all right, here's just blanket money that you could use for any of your groceries. Here's the toilet paper. Here's your, I mean, I know people say, well, you know what, it's handouts then. But the money is, people call giving money handout anyway. Why don't we make sure they get their toilet paper, they get their feminine hygiene products, they get soap, they get their nutrition, they get their vegetables, they get their bread, they get their lean meat. Give out the food, not just money that could be spent on junk food. I think that would help. Then school meals at schools. Well, I remember in the 70s and the 80s, the school lunch sucked. And thank God my high school served French fries, because I would eat French fries. Because I did not like their salad. Their salad was cheap lettuce. It was disgusting. I did not like their meat. I'm so sick of Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe was ridiculous. The funny thing is I bet a real good Sloppy Joe is damn good. I bet ground beef in a yummy sauce that's dripping all over your bread potentially could be yummy. But, not when the school does it. I remember their hamburgers, horrible. Their hot dogs were green. All right, now, nowadays they're supposed to be better. There's supposed to be some vegetables, but their vegetables taste like canned vegetables. Kids don't eat that stuff. They've shown pictures of garbages in the cafeteria. The kids don't eat that. Now, what you can do with a kid, maybe not in the school setting, but this is what I do with my kids at home, is everybody eat your banana. No, Mom, we want to have birthday cake. We want to have... let me see you eat your banana first. Or, before you serve the meat and the bread and the rolls for dinner, everybody eats the rolls first. No, serve the vegetables. Okay, everybody eat your vegetable first. I don't want to eat the vegetable, Mom. Eat it or I'm not going to serve the rest of dinner. So you make them eat the vegetable first. I mean, maybe that's what we have to do at school. All right, everybody, here's your fruit and vegetables. Eat that first, and then we'll give you your meat and your bread. And then exercise. I bring this up all the time. I go, you know, PE was a couple days a week, and it was... PE was a couple days a week, and it was, well, we're going to do dodgeball, or we'll play badminton, or we'll play flag football, and you were benched for most of the hour. Then you played a little bit. Now, we were still skinny growing up, but that's because we played outside a lot, and, you know, when we came home, we played outside. We were always playing. We weren't on a video game. I really think PE should be every day. And it doesn't necessarily have to be badminton. It could be, all right, guys, we're going to hike around the school. After we say the Pledge of Allegiance, we're going to walk around the school. That's going to wake everybody up. We're doing our hike. While you're doing your hike, you can review some of your studies. All right, guys, let's review our verbs. Let's conjugate our Spanish. All right? Estar, estaba, estuve. Do that while exercising. One day, do weightlifting. Learn how to do some weights. Another day, learn how to do yoga. Another day, learn how to play football. I mean, not tackle. Another day, learn how to play baseball. Also, you know, learn more about the sport. I had to learn everything about football, what the difference between from a tight end to a linebacker to a lineman to an O-line to a D-line to a safety. I had to learn all that from boyfriends. Wouldn't it have been nice to learn that stuff in school and go, all right, guys, you guys know what a route is. Okay, we're going to teach you guys how to do a route. That's some great exercise. Now, somebody could say, well, that doesn't really make a lot of, you know, sense. They're not going to be running routes later in life. They may not be playing football. Well, they're probably not going to be playing badminton either. There's, you know. Now I understand what the hell is going on. I'm like, why are these guys running? And then they look like they're all confused. They're not confused. They were running routes. Okay, I get that now. So, we'll start ingraining more. And by the way, interweave history and other things too, maybe sports and physical activity. So, guys, when you're on a hike, what happens when you're hiking? Heart rate goes up, right? You sweat a little bit, you this. All right. Well, let's talk about that and interweave it into running for politics. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
Federal authorities have arrested Cesar Sayoc of Plantation, Florida, in connection with at least a dozen parcel bombs sent this week to Democratic politicians and high-profile critics of President Trump. President Trump spoke on the arrest.
I want to applaud the FBI, Secret Service, the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, the NYPD, and all law enforcement throughout the entire country, incredible partners. These people have worked so hard, and to have done it so quickly, it's looking like it's a needle in a haystack. How do you do this so quickly? They've done an incredible, incredible job, and I want to congratulate them.
And the president continued.
But the bottom line is that Americans must unify, and we must show the world that we are united together in peace and love and harmony.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
So all right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So they say stress can actually shrink your brain. Well, that explains why my brain is so small. It can impair memory and reduce brain size in middle age. Adults in their 40s and 50s with higher levels of cortisol, a hormone linked to stress, performed worse on memory and other cognitive tasks than peers of the same age with average cortisol levels. Higher cortisol in the blood was also associated with smaller brain volumes. Hence, if stress raises cortisol and smaller brains are related to high cortisol, then by hypothesis or by a reflexive theorem that we learned in geometry, stress is linked to lower brain volume. This is a study coming from UT Health San Antonio. Dr. Sudha Seshadri said, in our quest to understand cognitive aging, One of the factors attracting significant interest and concern is the increasing stress of modern life. One of the things we know in animals is that stress can lead to cognitive decline. In this study, higher morning cortisol levels in a large sample of people were associated with worse brain structure and cognition. The cognitive data was from 2,200 participants from the Framingham Heart Study. 2,000 participants had MRIs, the magnetic resonance imaging, to measure brain volume. The team included Framingham collaborators from Harvard, the National Heart and Lung Blood Institute, Boston, etc. And they measured our blood serum cortisol, which varies, you know, throughout the day. And usually we like to measure that first thing in the morning, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. And you have to be fasting. And the study looked at male and females. And we know that cortisol affects a whole bunch of different functions, but we also know that it rises with stress. What we haven't really talked about are the studies where they link your cortisol with your memory or other cognitive tasks. And they found that memory loss and brain shrinkage happened in middle-aged participants before they started to show that they had memory loss and cognitive issues. He said it is important for physicians to counsel people with higher cortisol levels on ways to reduce stress. So get enough sleep, engage in moderate exercise. Now, some of you are like, oh, please, all right, life is stressful. It is. But how you handle the stress is different. Now, one of you a couple weeks ago talked about marijuana and stress and asked why we aren't, you know, encouraging more marijuana than benzodiazepines, which is something we talked about on the show. What we're doing in the medical community, which I don't agree with, is punting or shunting people from getting an opioid prescription or a benzodiazepine prescription to go to marijuana. And not all doctors are on board with that sucker. Uh-uh. And we're not shunting them directly, it's indirectly. So when we say, sorry, I can't write your narcotic, or I can only give you five, some people are like, well, you know what, at least the marijuana helps you sleep, so I'll do that, I'll just sleep it off. Or maybe the marijuana will numb the pain. Same thing with benzodiazepines. Getting Xanax is going to be a lot harder to do as well, because there's so many people addicted to Xanax. And benzodiazepine addiction is very scary, because you could seize when you withdraw. You could seize and die. You don't necessarily die from opiate withdrawal. You could potentially, because you could get suicidal or you could get diarrhea and dehydrate, but you could definitely die from benzodiazepine withdrawal, Valium, Xanax, Klonopin, etc. So when we tell you guys, no, we're not going to write those prescriptions anymore, people are going to go to something. So they go to marijuana. Or they go and get their medication somewhere else. Or they'll go to alcohol. So people want to treat their symptoms. Now, what you need to do is talk yourself out of not having symptoms. So if I have a bad day at work, and sometimes I have a bad day, I'll stop and go, am I really going to let them ruin my night or ruin my weekend? I'm not going to let them win. I'm going to enjoy my weekend. Screw them. To hell with them. I'm going to move on. And then I'll watch football, or I'll go out with my friends, or I'll do something. Not a lot of people do that. They'll brood. And I like to think about stuff. I like to sit there and work it and knead it like dough so I understand it more. It's a part of the psychological healing. But sometimes you got to let stuff go. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up, and a lot of you guys are a little panicked because you have to deal with the in-laws. It's October still, people. Don't be panicky. Why are you thinking about Thanksgiving? So what? It's one weekend, and I know it's rough. Trust me, it's rough. We've talked about in-laws. I know. But why are you wasting one moment of energy worrying about that now? Now, that's easier said than done. Okay? We like to think there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We like to think that we have a nice lane that's going to be unobstructed and we could kick back and relax. But it's not like that. If I drive down the street, there's going to be a stoplight. If I drive down the freeway, there's going to be traffic. So the best way to deal with that is have your go to, I don't want to use the word crutch, go way to deal with it, your plan B. So before I get into my car and deal with an hour amount of traffic, I already know what music I'm going to play. Or on Mondays and Thursday nights, I can, when I drive home, I'll listen to 1100 AM and listen to some sports and listen to the game. So I could listen to the game, and I'm like, I already have this planned out. I already let people know I'm going to be late. All right, I'm not going to make it home till 6 or longer. So I got traffic and then already planned for it. No big deal. So you could do that if you're worried about, you know, spending time with the in-laws or whatever. You know, I wrote something a year ago, and I'll republish it on how you can plan things out. Don't sit and worry. So just have plan B. Wifey, we're going to the in-laws. All right, I don't really want to fight. I don't want to whatever. Can we have a hotel room? Can we have a date night that gives us a little, you know, so we don't have to stay at the house? Can we do X, Y, and Z? And then you'll be, you know, deal with it. Have that already set aside, ready to go. If somebody gets on my nerves, how do I get to leave the house and escape, blah, blah, blah. Boom. Have that lined up, ready to go, and then don't brood about it. Don't obsess about it. Move on. You know, my boys are going to be bringing women home who they are going to want to marry, and I'm going to have to approve. If I started worrying now, like, oh my gosh, what if I don't like her? What if she hates me? What if she won't let me see the grandkids? What if now I'm going to be the mother-in-law from hell, and they're not going to want to spend Thanksgiving with me? Oh my gosh, what do I do? Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? I'm not going to waste one day of my life worrying about something that I have no control over. Same thing with you guys in the election. Oh my gosh, the stress. The stress with this election. What the hell? Come on, people. You could vote. You could maybe get the word out. You could do some, you know, Facebook posts. And I know people are like, well, if it goes the other way, I didn't do enough. Then fine. If you're going to obsess about that, write down what you think you could do. Okay? Whether it's a donation, whether it's a Facebook post or social media post, whether it's a vote, whether it's getting your friends to vote, and you then do your checkoff list, and then you're done. Move on. Life is too short. And for us to be losing brain size and possibly shortening our life because we're afraid that Chuck Schumer is going to take over Congress, Senate, or we're afraid that our kids are going to bring people home that we don't want to marry, or we're, you know, think we're going to have a fight with the in-laws. And then, you know, again, and when the stuff does happen. So you called it. All right, we'll all deal. Life will go on. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speaks
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So do not underestimate the flu season. It is already here. And a Michigan school district has had to already close because of the flu. The Britton Deerfield School District in Michigan has canceled classes today due to an outbreak of the flu that has spread among a number of teachers and students. We're in October, people, and already school districts have to close. The health and well-being of our families is the top priority, according to Superintendent Stacy Johnson. We are putting a plan in place for extra disinfecting and sanitizing within the building throughout the weekend with our custodial staff. Why? Because 20% of the student body was out sick, including her son. All right, so when the superintendent's son is getting sick, all right, things are going to happen. Because I'm like, damn, this woman's on top of it. I was like, wow, that superintendent's got his, I mean, she is on it. Well, yeah, you know, her kid's sick. So you know what? We're going to cancel class. Okay, nobody give any tests. Okay, wait till my kid comes back. No, I'm joking. But good for her. Good for her. Get stuff done. I'm a big fan of shutting stuff down to regroup. Now, I couldn't really do that in the office. When all this BS was going on with Obamacare and stuff, if you can't handle what's coming around, the, you know, coming down the pike, there's only so much you could do. But when I hear that there's issues, scheduling issues, management issues, people getting sick, I love the huddle. Let's just stop the clock, if you can, or stop the game. Let's huddle, figure out what we're doing, and then break. I love that. It makes sense. You might be doing something wrong. Rather than playing catch-up and trying to swim upstream, put a dam down. Stop the water flow, figure out what you got, and then address it. Am I good with the analogies on all this? Good. Okay. Oh, I got tons of football analogies. Love football. Funny thing is whenever you see a huddle on a third and, you know, long or something, then they're able to make first down, right? Pass rush, whatever the hell they have to do. Get a new, nice, fresh set of downs. You're like, that's the way to do it. Not this no-huddle offense. Just my opinion. Just my huddle-level opinion. So she told the news outlet, it's hard when it hits your house. It's certainly different because that hat between superintendent and mom is a little different sometimes. But really right now, I'm just planning on going into the school today. If there's any help, I could be the custodial staff. We've got our plan in place. Now, her husband is a high school football coach. There we go. I knew there was some football behind this. And he also has the flu. Oh, boy. Sorry, guys. When you guys get the flu, oh, man. You guys don't get the flu. You guys, okay, I love you men. You know I love you men. But when you get sick and you get the flu, it's like, I mean, you want the house turned into a hospital. And you want nursing assistance and sponge baths. And I'm like, really? Please, please. Ridiculous. You're moaning and groaning and ice on your head and laying on the couch with arms out. And you're like, really? Please, please. So it's bad enough we moms got to deal with the kids being sick. Let alone us getting sick. When you guys get sick, it is real. You say we women are the drama queens. Oh, hell no. Man, you guys are dramatic. Man. Just cough. Just go. Okay? You don't have to make sounds when you cough. I love you guys, though. I really do. According to the CDC, 2 out of the 180 flu-related deaths in children occurred in Michigan last year. Michigan's not going to mess around. The health agency estimated that 80,000 Americans last year died. So, shut down the school. Clean up. I'm fine with that. Plus, when you have a fifth of your roster down, you got to get all the kids to pass. I mean, it's really hard to teach when a fifth of your class is missing. So, good for them. Now, let's take a look at what's going on in Europe. In Europe, they got one hell of a measles outbreak. 41,000 cases reported. So the World Health Organization has issued a report. Apparently, measles has led to 40 deaths so far. And the World Health Organization has noted a spike in the cases and the fatalities through this last year. The total number of cases reported is almost double compared to last year. Now, last year number of cases was 23,900. We haven't finished the year yet, but they're already atop in 41,000. Countries like France, Greece, Italy, and the Ukraine have seen over 1,000 infections this year, plus Serbia and Georgia. From the period of September 2017 to August 2018, Ukraine was the worst affected country with more than 32,000 measles cases recorded. Serbia came in 5,700. Russia, why? Well, they're saying people aren't getting the MMR vaccine. Measles could lead to pneumonia. You get to the hospital and then you die from pneumonia. Now, a lot of people in Europe are freaked out about the MMR vaccine. There was a study that was debunked, but there was a past study linking the MMR vaccine to autism. People were freaking out. Now, with measles, symptoms develop between 10 to 12 days after a person's exposed. You can be contagious for about a week. You start getting this rash. This rash starts to get on your chest. It's a macular rash, so it's not very bumpy. But you see a lot of little dots. You can get a bad fever, cough, runny nose, inflamed eyes. 30% of cases may also have diarrhea, blindness, inflammation of the brain, like an encephalitis, get pneumonia. Since the measles vaccine was founded in 63, we've really cut the number of cases. But people, again, they're not really hip on vaccination, a lot of them. And so, you know, we've talked about vaccines and how the MMR vaccine does not cause autism. But parents would sure the hell like to know why we have 1 in 54, I don't know what the latest number is, children on the autism spectrum. Why is autism so common? Has anybody figured out why? Is it a toxin-related issue? Something a baby is exposed to in the womb? Is it genetic? Now, we think it's genetic. I have multiple nieces and nephews on the autism spectrum, so we think along one family line there must have been a gene. Great kids, intelligent kids, brighter than bright. But I can't blame vaccines or environmental causes when you have that much of it happen in one family. There must be some genetic component. Now, one thing that could be going on, because people are freaked out, is maybe there's a genetic predisposition, and then you do something when you're pregnant that can incite it. You know, one thing I notice is a lot of women with autistic children have fibroids. And so they have fibroids, which are extra muscular tissue within the uterus that kind of pushes on the baby when the baby grows. I don't know if anybody's done a study of that. Maybe the baby starts out not having autism, and then because of something that they are growing with or pushing against their brain could cause some changes. I don't know. It's a real, real low-lying theory. I mean, nothing that I would expect to be the root cause, but I do find it fascinating that a lot of my patients who ended up having children who were autistic had fibroids during the pregnancy. Makes you wonder. Or is it because moms were older? But even young moms have children with autism. So when parents are freaked out and not wanting to get a vaccine, it would really help for us to figure out what does cause it so then we don't worry that it's the vaccine. 1-877-NOW-FELLY.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.